Well, hi, everybody. It's September 28th, 2022. My name is Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. And thank you so much for listening to our show today. We've got old friends here today. Let me shut off this music. Okay, I've got my old friend Melissa Reagan here, who's been on the show several times. She is the Chief Learning Officer at Navigate 360, and that's navigate360.com, which I'll mention again as the show goes on today. And she's terrific. She's written a book, by the way. I have it linked, called The Social Emotional Classroom. Okay, a new way to nurture students and understand the brain. It's a good book. Okay, I have it linked here on site. And we're going to talk today with her and also the Director of Product Marketing at Navigate 360, Nadia Sappleton, who is in Florida today, the day Hurricane Ian is hitting, but she's thankfully in Broward, which the hurricane is pretty much missing. But she'll give us an on-the-spot weather report as we go on a little bit further. We're going to talk about strategies to support a strong foundation in social emotional wellness. Okay, and there's a lot to unpack there. All right, it goes a lot deeper than simply buying a curriculum and giving to your kids 10 minutes a week. Okay, there's more to it than that, and Melissa and Nordy are going to be here and talk about it. Check out everything we do over at ace-ed.org, our magazine, SEL Today, our resource center is over there, seltoday.org. It's all linked over there at ace-ed.org. Teacher-retention.com, our awards program, our magazine, Equity and Access, and this podcast and all our podcasts are archived over there. It's the home website of the American Consortium for Equity in Education. That's, again, ace-ed.org. Check it out. Let me say hello to my new best friend, Florida-based Nordia Sappleton. Hi, Nordia. How you doing today? It's Larry here.
Hi. Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, and I'm dry. How's life in Broward? I kind of know how it is. I just talked to a buddy of mine in Hollywood, very close to where you are, but you're down in Broward. I'm up here in Maine. It's 75 degrees and gorgeous here on this bright fall day. How are things? Hold on, Melissa. How are things? Look up in the sky and tell me how the bands are circulating up there. What's going on?
We do have some squall lines that are coming by, lots of gusty winds. But last night looked like it might have been the worst part of that we were going to be suffering, dealt with a lot of tornado issues and things of that nature. But hopefully the rest of the day we'll just deal with showers on and off and the gusty winds, and things will hopefully clear up as we approach the evening time.
And Broward's a big place. Where are you in Broward?
I'm in Fort Lauderdale.
Ah, beautiful city. Okay. And my buddy Hollywood shares the airport. My buddy Steven down in Hollywood shares the airport with you guys. Okay. So good luck. Okay. Hope the electricity holds. That's the best way I can put it. Okay. And Melissa, how are you? Where are you today?
Hey, Larry. I'm great. Hey. Thanks. I'm also staying, enjoying this beautiful fall day.
Where are you? We'll say it again. Where are you?
I'm just outside of Farmington, Maine.
I forgot. Are you up here all the time?
I am.
I forgot about that, for goodness sakes. That's unbelievable. Okay? I'm here in Maine, too. It's a gorgeous fall day. I just talked to another friend of mine. This is amazing, up there in Stonington today. Okay? I'm going nuts today. It's a Maine-Florida connection today. That's all I can tell you. Okay? Melissa, it's great to have you back here. And before we get into all this, just plug your book. Go ahead. Go do it.
Thanks so much, Larry. So Annalisa Mackey and I wrote this book about social-emotional learning using new research about the brain and how to take those new strategies out, that new information, and use it in your classroom, specific strategies, lesson plans, really useful tool for teachers.
Yeah, it's a really good book. It's called The Social-Emotional Classroom. I have it linked here on site, but you can get it on Amazon. Just wanted to plug that. And Navigate 360 is navigate360.com, okay? And let's get into this, gang, okay? You guys work together all the time. I wanted to read some. I was on the Navigate 360 site, okay? And I wanted to talk about this. Your site, I'm just going to read this, okay? This is the way the website starts. School safety solutions that work better together. This is Navigate360.com. The new standard for whole child safety. And I want to emphasize this. It takes more than siloed point solutions to take care of the whole child and the schools and communities that surround them. Our dedication, Navigate 360, to people and solutions working better together to improve mental health, reduce acts of violence, and enhance student success is unmatched. Get to know the new standard of K-12 safety and wellness produced by Navigate 360, okay? That's on your website. And what struck me about that, you know, we do a lot of work here with SEL, all right? And we think of it only in terms of a kid feeling better, okay, about themselves, et cetera. At least that's the way I think most people think about it. But good SEL, this is what I want to get into with you guys, is whole child, whole school, whole community, okay? It goes a lot deeper than just one single kid because, quite frankly, in an age where there are acts of violence, there's student safety is always involved. It's the top of the line. Look at what happened just recently in Texas, that sort of thing. And we have to make sure that we're doing our share to help kids have good mental health, to make sure that the schools are safe, and to make schools safe and successful. Kids have to be ready to learn with a good mental health, good attitude, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, and I just wanted to, I hope I made that point because it's deeper than just an SEL program. It's a tough world out there, and we got to take care of things. That's our job. I'll give this one to you, Nordia. Do you agree on that one?
Oh, I certainly do. The old adage that we may have grown up with is that it takes a village. Yeah. It has back in full force because it needs to be everyone vested in order to support the children. So the parents, the teachers, the school leadership, everybody in that instructional school day staff needs to work as a unit of singular message to be able to provide the support and develop in order to cultivate those sustainable relationships that students need in order for them to feel welcomed and supported so they can have ultimate success moving forward.
And if you do that, you're going to have a lot happier of a school. I got to tell you.
Very much.
And, yeah, and this is key. And it goes, everything ties to everything. If you have a happy school, you're going to have happy teachers. And in this day and age with the teacher pipeline, and believe me, Florida schools are suffering as much as anybody these days, okay, you're going to have trouble replacing teachers with high-quality people. They just aren't there. So we have to retain the wonderful teachers we have. If they're not happy, they're going to leave. And one of the reasons they're going to leave is that the kids are driving them crazy. We've got to work. It's all intertwined. It's all together. It all works, and it makes for if I may, a better school climate, which is what Nordia was in charge of when she worked for Broward County Public Schools. Okay, Melissa, what are your thoughts on all this, just as we get started here?
Absolutely agree 100% with what Nordia said. It's a team effort. We got to bring parents, family members, everyone in the school, you know, the cafeteria workers, the people who work in the lunchroom, the people who are helping out on recess. We got to build common language. We have to use the same routines. And we're all better together. So if we can just all focus and harness our efforts on thinking about students' mental wellness before we start thinking about academics or any other,
yeah,
anything else, we're going to see big improvement in our students. And they need this.
Oh, they do. And, you know, schools have always put, and this is going to be a weird statement, academics first. Okay, they really have. And, of course, that's what we do. We teach literacy. We teach math. We teach science. We teach academics. Okay, but, okay, in order for that to work, these kids have to be whole and happy, okay, and aware and engaged. You can go down all those cliched words we use, okay? But if we don't get that part right, the other part isn't going to work. Okay, it's that simple. And I got that. You guys sent me this. A recent poll, let me just read this here, showed that more than 57% of teens are interested in educational content or short courses to help them manage stress and anxiety. That's amazing, over 57%. And more than 55% of teens want part of their curriculum to be spent learning about and working on their social-emotional well-being. Okay, let me swing over to Melissa with this one. Melissa, okay, you guys deal with school. I'm going to ask the same question to Nordia. You guys deal with schools all the time, okay? Do the schools understand this? This is what the kids want.
I think, you know, there's two pieces to unpack here. Number one, I have two teenagers myself, and if a teenager is coming at us and asking for this, I mean, the needs that they must have are just so great. It takes a lot for them to articulate that this is a need that they have. I think schools are in a tough place because there's some sort of bad publicity about SEL, some misunderstandings. So, and they're also on, you know, schools are getting a lot of pressure to get back to academics, start with a high stakes testing. But as you said, Larry, we cannot even think about these academics until we get them right emotionally.
Yeah, first things first. I mean, it's that simple. And by the way, I just want to say right now, okay, this kerfluffle about social emotional learning is absurd. Okay, it's just absurd. Let me just make that point. Okay, and I'm nuts. Okay, there's no kerfuffle. We need this, right, Nordia?
We need it.
Nordia?
Yes, absolutely. We look at SEL as the foundation, kind of like when you're going to plant something, you want to start with a rich soil. In order for the students to have success, whether you're talking about emotional success, behavioral success, or academic success, they need to have a strong foundation. How are they going to receive that foundation? We have to provide them the supports, those competencies that they need, and that comes through SEL. It's not something that is one more thing that is placed upon the teachers to do. It is an integration of supports to be able to infuse and provide opportunities for modeling and for practice so that the students will be able to develop those competencies so that they can feel confident in themselves, be able to speak out, just like Melissa was sharing about her teens being able to articulate what it is that they need so that they have that sense of comfort. They have that relationship within their school environment or even with their parents at home so that they can share their perspective, respect other people's perspectives, and articulate, this is what I need, this is what I am struggling with, and this is what I think I need in order to, you know, be able to move past whatever challenges that I might be facing.
Right.
And we can
so
only
Nordia,
do that if we
I'm
have
sorry,
self.
Yeah, keep going. Yeah, keep going. Say that last sentence again. I talked
that
over you.
No, I just was saying that we're only going to be able to accomplish that if we are able to teach our students the cell competencies.
Yeah. And I might add, help the teachers teach it. Okay, it's that simple. Because to my way of thinking, there's not a there may be one somewhere, but most teachers' colleges don't even touch SEL. Okay, maybe they are now. Do you know of any, Melissa? Are any of them teaching SEL? How to teach SEL?
I know one college in New Jersey that explicitly teaches an SEL course.
They have one course in how to teach SEL. That's good. Okay, who is it? Do you want to give them credit? Which one is it? Do you know?
You know, I'd have to look back at my notes, Larry. I cannot remember the name of it off the top of my head.
That's fine. The Garden State strikes ahead. Okay. It's amazing. Okay, every school district is clamoring for SEL. Think about this. Every school district, everyone, okay? Superintendents have said it's the most important thing that they have to do this year, okay? Every single one. That's without question, okay? And the windup of it is that in teacher preparation, that nobody's actually teaching this, which is why companies, okay, like Navigate 360 have to step in and give you the curriculum, give you the advice, give you the resources you need to be able to teach it. Okay, we ask a lot of teachers, and we ask them to teach something that they never were never trained to teach. Okay, and they're pretty good at doing stuff, but they need help. So on that note, which is a good segue, if I do say so myself, okay, Nordia, tell about some of the products you guys have.
Navigate 360, we truly are a whole child safety company. We don't just start at the physical safety. We believe that everything starts with prevention, then we go into intervention and be able to support the students. So we offer a suite of resources on the curriculum side within SEL for social emotional learning. We have behavior intervention resources. We have suicide awareness and prevention curriculum. We offer a wealth of resources around prevention tools to help to maintain safety in the school space, from our emergency management aspect to our active shooter training, just a wide spectrum of resources. And it also resonates with the fact that because we believe in a comprehensive set of solutions to support schools, we also have threat detection and prevention resources, because we know that school doesn't stop once the students leave the gates or the building doors. They continue some of their education online, and we know that some of the online activities can sometimes stray away from the academic space, and students can use some inappropriate behavior. So you want to be able to instruct them, teach them, and in the event that there is something, someone had posted something that is a cry for help, that schools have the skill set as well as the resources to be able to intervene appropriately to support that child. And we offer all of those solutions to help the schools better support students.
There you go. Okay, that's simple. By the way, since you brought it up, although I always hate to talk about this, okay, like putting my head in the sand like an ostrich, okay, this is Suicide Prevention Month. Okay, this month, September, it's winding down now, but unfortunately the statistics keep going up. Okay, so just be very aware. These are tough times, and it's hard to be a teacher. Okay, and hard to be an educator, and you know, just be aware of that. You need the comprehensive solution. It's not, you know, it's tough out there. I just got to say that it's really, really tough. Okay, when you look at all this, okay, Melissa, how do you work with teachers? You're the chief learning officer. How do you work with teachers? So, A, they know how to teach it, okay? What do you give them that makes it easier for them to teach SEL? And B, how do you want them to incorporate it into what the school has to do all day? Where do you want it to be, that kind of thing? Melissa.
That's a great question, Larry. So there's a couple of things here.
I live in Maine. I'm intelligent. I live in Maine. I'm intelligent, so I can ask great questions. Thank you. Fellow Mainer. There you go. Yeah. We'll send you a lobster. Don't worry about that, Nordia. We'll send you a lobster. Okay, no problem.
That'll be great.
Okay. No problem. Do that. Okay, take care of that. William, Melissa, thank you. Okay, moving right
on.
Yeah, you're on. It's done. It's in the mail. Go ahead.
You know, we hear a lot from teachers that, hey, you know, I'm not a counselor. I'm not a mental health provider. This is outside my realm. This is outside my comfort zone. But, you know, good teachers are doing SEL already in their classroom. Great teachers have always been doing it. It's things like setting classroom norms, providing opportunities for kids to show kindness and compassion, being able to set goals and achieve them. This is what SEL is. We just need to take that skill set and tease it out a little bit more and do some more explicit instruction. And that's what our lessons do. We give them a full lesson plan. We give independent lessons for students to do online, and then group activities to do together. I think the really important piece is really to help train teachers, because when SEL is not done right, that's when we start getting the haters who come in and say, oh, SEL is bad. No. The examples I've seen where people are complaining about SEL are not SEL whatsoever.
Yeah, and by the way, that's like saying math is bad because your kid can't do it. Okay? Don't get me started on people who are anti-SEL. It's just ridiculous, okay? But we have to find a way to make it work. You guys do that, okay? And incorporate it into the – and this is, what Nordia did at Ben Broward when she worked there, okay? It's school climate, okay? It's creating a climate of safety and wellness that makes sense, and that this is an all-day-long thing. All right, and let me ask you this, and if I used to be a social studies teacher, Nordia, I was a social studies teacher, okay? How do I incorporate SEL into that? I mean, I don't know if it's Nordia's question or Melissa, but I'll ask Nordia and you can pass it to Melissa. Okay, Nordia, you want to do that one, or you want to pass it to Ms. Reagan? What do you want to do?
I can both of us could actually respond to it.
Well, you start and let her finish then. Go ahead, go.
Yeah.
Social studies, there you go.
So your cell competencies can be incorporated within any subject area, and then the foundation is for it to be doing so, so students have opportunities to practice and teachers have opportunities to model. So, you know, if you're reading about, you know, World War II, students in a group activity or a pair share activity or just general conversations, they can talk about what decisions were made. What were these good decisions, bad decisions? You can turn them into debate decisions. They can also look at, you know, they can practice their social awareness skills by respecting others' perspectives. It was viewed this way in history. Do we still view X, Y, Z this way now? Have we learned anything? What are the pros and cons versus different things? So there's so many ways to be able to incorporate the social emotional competencies within any content area, because it truly is the foundational pieces of everything. And when students are able to respect those perspectives, make those responsible decisions, or look at things and make a determination for themselves to be able to say this is a good decision or this is a bad decision, they're practicing those same cell competency. So regardless of what it is, people need to recognize that it truly is foundational, and it is the root of everything that we do, no matter what it is, in school, in home, in our extracurricular activities, summer camps, everything in all of our lives can touch on and reinforce these competencies for students.
Amen. Yeah, amen is right. Melissa, you want to add to that? If you can, I don't know.
No, I mean, she's right.
Yeah.
Social emotional learning really needs to be embedded into everything we do. And, you know, any classroom, whether it's social studies, science, English, math, I mean, we're talking about building relationships, having students work in group, decision-making. That's a great tool to use in a history of social studies class. Or talking about conflict resolution, perspective, point of view, self-awareness, social awareness. I mean, just being able to take and a step back and look at something from someone else's perspective is really powerful.
Yeah, it really and truly is. And it is, if we take it in this context and work as a whole school, okay, or work as a whole district, okay, it really starts to take hold and take root. It just becomes part and parcel of the way kids are taught. Okay, and learning actually happens. I mean, it's just really important. You know, I have to ask you, and some people will say, is 12th grade too late? You know, we're all jumping on the SEL bandwagon now. Okay, so we've got kids who are in 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th grade, other kids in 1st grade. Melissa, how's the learning work? Is it best in the younger grades, or will it work just as well in the upper?
There's not a lot of research, actually, Larry, about starting SEL in the upper grade levels. Most of the research around SEL is focused on starting in pre-K kindergarten. That doesn't mean we can't build these skills with kids at later grade levels. In fact, it's more imperative, I think, that they do get exposure to social with the SEL. There's also a lot of research that kids who do get SEL at a younger grade level, kindergarten, preschool, have continued to see the benefits of that as young adults. So I think definitely the earlier we can get our kids involved in explicit social-emotional learning, the better it will be for them in the long term. But I don't think it's wasted on older grade-level kids either.
Yeah, I think we have to get this going, and we have to get it going right. That's all I can say on this. It's just so darn important. What do you hear, and you're director of product marketing, okay, what do you hear from schools, Nordy, as you go into a school or a district, what are they saying to you about SEL? What do they say they need? As they look at what you present to them, what are they saying? What's the reaction?
School districts, you know, when they're looking at it, they ask for guidance on how they need to implement it. How do they alter the perspective that it's, goodness, it's one more thing coming from the district. How do they garner, you know, that buy-in? As a district leader, I face that same battle with when we release various initiatives. It is, how are you going to strategically be able to share that out so that you get everybody on board, or as many as possible, because we know nothing is always going to be 100% adopted. But one of the advices that I could share with the schools as they're looking to embrace SAL, and in fact any other initiative, is they want to make sure that they get stakeholder buy-in. It should not come strictly from a district team. Oh, the district people are meeting and they're deciding that we're going to do this. It
yep.
needs to have everyone involved. You need to have the teachers at the table. You need to have your parents at the table. And we took it as far as to bring students to the table. Because
yep.
when you have everyone engaged and involved in the initiative, then one, it creates a greater awareness. And two, you're now going to be creating a cohort of ambassadors. And these ambassadors can go back to their constituency base and help you with that communication and that marketing. So when it's brought into the schools, you have your administrators that are already hearing about it. The teachers are already hearing about it. So it's better received. They see the value that it brings, and it doesn't have the resistance level as if, oh, only a couple of district people came out and said we're going to do this. It doesn't have that negative tone and that taste that people get sometimes when new initiatives are brought into a
yeah.
district. So that's something that they're trying to make sure that they roll it out, launch it correctly so that it doesn't get a lot of pushback.
Very good point. And it goes back to what we were talking about before. The teacher prep colleges, okay, education schools have to start incorporating SEL so it doesn't come to schools as something outside of what they need. It would be like the medical school forgetting to teach the doctors how to use a stethoscope. Okay, that would never happen in a medical school. And it's the same thing in an education school. SEL needs to be part and parcel of a teacher's education so that when the district brings it to them, they know it's part and parcel of what they need. There's not a fight to get it into their heads. Okay, your thoughts on that one, Melissa? That was a good one. I like that one.
Yeah, it's so important when you're in a school, when you're a teacher, to get sort of permission from your leadership, from your administrator, or not even permission, but you want them to guide you. You want them to tell you what the expectation is. And that has to be established, because to just give a school a program and say, here, it's up to you to use it, that's not going to happen. But also really have to make sure they're trained, they're on board, they're bought in,
yeah.
they understand why.
Yeah.
And when you show them the stats of mental health, the mental health crisis facing our kids, it's hard not to understand. It's hard for them to see that and not agree that this needs to be something that we do, and we need to make time, and it needs to be prioritized.
Thank you. That's the most important line. It needs to be prioritized. This is not SEL, and school safety is not something that outside the realm anymore. Okay, it's part and parcel of what we need, and it excuse me, and it should be part and pardon my voice there, and it should be part and parcel. Okay. Of education, period, end of discussion, and Navigate 360. You guys are on top of that with whole school solutions, whole child safety. Okay? It's that simple. Okay? When the schools reopen down there, Nordia, are they going back tomorrow? What do you think?
Broward is going back tomorrow. Miami-Dade is going back Friday.
Friday. Okay, good enough. I hope you guys just stay safe. Hope the electricity stays on. I think I wrote you this week. I was there. We lived in Florida. Sat through 5 hurricanes. Okay? They are not fun. Anybody's thinking who's heading to Tampa, okay, to enjoy the hurricane, they ain't fun. Okay? Right, Nordia? They ain't fun.
No, they're not. They're quite scary.
They are very scary, all right? And luckily, it's not coming up here, Melissa, so we're in good shape in Maine, right? The lobsters are safe. But if they blow on shore, broil one.
Absolutely.
Okay. It's good to talk to you both. Okay. Thanks for being here today, both of you. Okay. Stay safe. We'll talk again soon. Okay.
Thanks, Larry.
Oh, thank you, ladies. You're wonderful. Have a great day. Thank you. Stay safe. Bye-bye. I'll say something. Okay. Navigate360.com. Melissa Reagan and Nordia Sappleton from Navigate 360. And that's a good company because they look at SEL as part of a whole picture. I really like the whole idea of school safety being embedded into SEL. It's important. We'll archive at ace-ed.org. See what we do over there. I'm Larry Jacobs. Thanks for listening.